What's your favourite car, Sandy? Not the one you're driving, by the way.
No, I don't think my one would really fit into a classic car event. Favourite car is the Iso Bazzini, which is an amazing car from the 50s, completely chrome, one of only a handful of the model, a very, very rare, very, very valuable car. But it's in good company. I must admit, a lot of the cars here that we're seeing, just the stories behind them, the owners of them, and what they've done to maintain and restore a lot of the cars here is amazing. It's great to get that backstory of the different cars that we've got.
The Ingleson Revival. We go back to the 70s when the actual racing took part. How long has your event been going on?
This is the second year for the revival, Ingleson Revival.
The first year? Must have been a wee bit daunting getting things organised and making sure everything's right and have we done the right thing? Now you're in your second year, the great advancement in what you've been doing and what's available and the layout and that. What about next year? Any thoughts on what you could do for next year?
Yeah, so definitely year one is always a bit of an exciting time with a new event. Luckily, with the wider business that we're involved in, we've got some experience of doing smaller events. But for people who came in year one, they will see something quite different this weekend. It's really evolved into something a lot bigger and more in theme with the revival message that we've got here. Next year, who knows? I've got a few plans, but nothing that I can say publicly yet. But as soon as I know, you'll be the first to know.
And if anyone is interested in becoming involved in it, one way or another, whether it would be to help out on the track or move stuff about or even with some ideas that would improve the event, how would you go about that, Sandy?
Well, we're open to it, yeah, open to all feedback. Any thoughts on how we can improve it and grow it, yeah, absolutely welcome. Get in touch with me through our website at ingleston.co.uk. And we're all ears. We want this to be a major, major event in the Scottish calendar. And if anybody wants to get involved, they are more than welcome. We have various different ways that they can get involved in Revival.
Over the weekend, Sandy, the cars that are on the track, is it all set out in a programme? Or is it a roll-on, roll-off type thing, like football, where, you know, OK, let's go on the track, let's go round? Or is it a set programme throughout the whole weekend?
Yeah, no, it's a set programme, and you can pick up a programme at the gates or in the event here. There's a very, very, very busy, actually, schedule of track events, from the sprinting from those time trials through to some demonstrations with the classic cars, through to our stunt show that we've got, which is an Italian job-style stunt show with three classic minis. It's all very tightly run by the guys here, and it is a great spectacle to sit on the grandstand with a beer and watch it all happen.
You know, I was thinking, you know, we always talk about racing cars and racing bikes. Going back to the 60s, was there any bikes racing on Ingleson?
Ingleson, no, not really. A few times, but I think really Ingleson was the domain of four wheels, apart from some karting events that happened, but that was very short-lived. I think Ingleson really was just down to the karts and some bikes.
Can't remember myself, I was only there watching the cars. Now, we're talking about Ingleson, we're talking about a racetrack. This is not a purpose-built racetrack, is it? It's using actually the roads that is there, original roads that take you through the Ingleson itself, isn't it?
Well, yes and no. The circuit was built specifically for its purpose of motor racing, but it did use some of the natural layout of the network of roads that were already in the venue. But actually, some of the road network that's in the venue now was built after the original circuit was built. And if you go into Google Maps or your mapping software of choice and look at Ingleson on a satellite view, then you can see the line of the circuit and how it fits into the road network here.
Great. And one good thing, you've not got any traffic lights, you've not got any traffic wardens or anything like that. It's a racing circuit, isn't it? It's fantastic. Now, would you say it's a long circuit, or maybe the smallest circuit that then, going back to the 60s, was an average size circuit, but obviously not as big as what they are just now?
No, well, Ingleson's 1.03 miles, so relatively quite short and also very technical. It did have a bit of a reputation for being a very, very difficult circuit, and if you put a foot wrong, then you could be in trouble quite quickly if you ventured off the circuit, off the track here. But we've put in all safety measures into this weekend's event to protect from that relative to other circuits of the time. Yeah, it was definitely quite small, but that gave it an upper hand, to be honest. It made it a much more exciting circuit for drivers and spectators. And of course, we've recreated that this weekend, so everybody's welcome to come and experience that again today and tomorrow.
You know, you tried to cater for everyone, Sandy. Last year, the supercars were highlighted a lot. This time, it's the classics. So you're trying to develop a bit where you can bring a lot of different people in, like, so the whole community, rather than focusing on one select area, aren't you?
Yeah, well, the supercars from last year, that's not happening this weekend. That is a separate event that we run here. So, yeah, no, it is the domain of the classics this weekend. Only classic cars on the circuit and no other driving experience is taking place.
Sandy, just to finish off, some of these cars were originally on the track in the 60s, 70s, actually racing, weren't they?
Mm-hmm, yeah, indeed.
Fantastic. Sandy, thanks very much for taking time out. You know, you must be busy along there at Ingleson and to chat to us here live on Black Diamond FM. And I wish you success for the rest of the weekend. And, of course, wishing that anyone that's interested in cars, the classic cars, to get down there to Ingleson. You, Sandy, have been talking about the entertainment tonight and everything and what time the Vintage Funfair finishes and everything. So there's loads to do down there, isn't there?
Yeah, lots. And lots to do down here, Russell. And thanks, everybody, for your interest in the Ingleson Revival. We'll see you here.
You will, tomorrow. Thanks very much, Sandy.
Okay, cheers, Russell. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. There we are. What about that? Linking up live to Ingleson, the race circuit from the 60s, 70s. And the cars that raced there in that time are still being driven. And they're being driven on the track this weekend. Time trials, Sandy said, and I think it's fantastic. Well, I went along there yesterday, and that was for basically media time, and it was explained to us all about the track and what was happening. That's why I was primed to talk to Sandy and a few different aspects here. And also I got a shot of drifting, not in the car driving. Unfortunately, you know, I would hate to try that, honestly, right? The driver called Ryan, a racing driver, and also an instructor as well, he was in the driving seat of this Mercedes. Don't ask me the power of the engine or that. It was big Mercedes. And me and another chap from a website and photographer as well, he got in the back, I was in the front, and really, he went hammer and tongs along the street towards us like a hay bale wall. Then all of a sudden, he turned to the right, turned to the left, and we were going round sideways along the track. Amazing. I've never done that before. Last year I had a shot in a Lamborghini driving it. A shot in a Ferrari last year driving it with an instructor beside me. But drifting's totally different. A wee bit scary. But then that's what it's about. The adrenaline kicks in, whether you're driving or whether you're sitting as a passenger. So there's lots to do across there in Ingleson, but the main focus on is the track, the racing. That's right, sport, going back to the 60s, 70s, I don't know, even into the 80s, I'm not sure. But you will see the cars on the track. Get your camera, take your camera along, take videos, of course, of the cars. Watch what else you're taking videos or photographs, of course. You know what I'm talking about. You're not allowed to take photographs of children or that, without permission, by the way. But get along there, get some photographs taken, and you can re-watch the cars that you're watching going round the track, going round the bends, things like that, and just enjoy it. Okay, a wee bit rain this morning. Let's hope that it's fair all weekend, because we don't want it to be too slidey. We want these cars to survive. We don't want any accidents or damage done to them. But a wide range of cars this weekend, so go along and enjoy yourself. Right, this is Saturday Sports Roundup with